Okay, today we are continuing in the second Perek of Masechet Shabbos, Perek B'Mamad Likin. So the Mishnah goes to this, we've been discussing which types of oils and which types of wicks you can use for Shabbos candles. So now we're going to go into wicks. Kol Yotze Minasim Adlikabo. You're not allowed to use a wick that's made of anything that comes from a tree, Ela Pishtan, except for a wick that comes from flax. That's totally mutter to use. We assume that that's going to be an effective wick to use. So the Mishnah tells us another difference between things that come from a tree and flax. For once we're talking about a distinction between pishtan and other things that are yotzimina eitz, when it comes to Neros Shabbos, we go through other areas of halacha where there are such distinctions. And when it comes to tumas oelim, that anything that comes from a tree is not going to be matami tumas oelim. It doesn't become tame with tumas oel if there's a dead body underneath it. Ela pishtan, if you have a roof that's made out of pishtan, it's going to become tameh with tumas ohel. The halacha is that if you have a dead body underneath a roof, the roof itself will become tameh through tumas ohel. The Mishnah tells us that there's a difference between flax and wood. If the roof is made out of flax, it becomes tameh, but if it's made out of wood, it does not become tameh. Either way, it will spread the tumah to everything underneath it. This is just a technicality in terms of does the roof itself become tameh. So now says the Mishnah, Psilas habeget shekipla v'lo ifhava. If you have a wick that is made of a very tiny beged that's only 3x3 etzba'os that you had twisted into a wick, but you hadn't singed its edge to make it useful as a wick. Rabbi Elazar says, Temeya, that since you only twisted it, but you didn't finish preparing it as a wick, it's still a beged, and therefore it can still become Tameh. Ve'in madlikamba. And when Friday is on a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light it for Neros Shabbos, because as soon as the wick is lit, it becomes a little bit smaller than 3x3 etzba'os, and therefore it loses its status of a beged. So you're changing it from a beged to a non-beged, and that is what we call nolad, which is a type of muktzah. So once it becomes muktzah, you can't use it. You can't use it as nerus anymore. Because you can't hold it to the flame, so you're not allowed to use it as Neros Shabbos Yom Tov. Rabbi Kiva Omer Tahora, that it's tahor because it's already no longer a beged as soon as you twisted it and made it into a wick. Umadikimba, and because it's already not a beged anyway, it's not nolad. You're not transforming it from a beged to a non beged, and therefore you could use it to be madlik with it because there's no violation of muktza in doing so. So now Mishnah Dalet discusses a different issue. Extinguishing a fire is the malacha of mechabe, one of the lametes malachas on Shabbos, and not only if you just totally put the fire out do you violate mechabe, but even if you remove some oil from the kli that's holding the oil, where the flame is going to go out sooner. So the Chachamim say, don't use certain types of lamps where that could happen. You shouldn't make a hole in an empty eggshell, fill it with oil, and put it on the opening of a lamp, so that the oil in the eggshell will slowly drip into the lamp, and that's going to provide fuel to keep the flame going. The Chachamim asked doing that, because they're afraid that you might take oil out of the eggshell, and since that oil was right now set up in such a way where it's going to be feeding the flame, it's taking it out of the eggshell might be an issur d'oraisa of mechabe, because the flame will now go out sooner. Afilu ishal cheres, and that's also not only if the oil is in an eggshell, it doesn't matter if it's in an eggshell, even if it's in a piece of pottery, it's going to be usur, even though pottery is not clean, and the oil that's in it is not something that you would ever want to use for anything else, for like food or anything else, we're still afraid you might take some of it out. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use a setup where the oil that's feeding the ner is in a separate kli, because you're not likely to remove oil from there. So the Rabbanan don't need to make an iser not to use it at all, lest you remove the oil from there. However, there's a case where even the Tanakama will allow using a separate kli with oil that feeds the flame. Avlim chibra yotze mitchila mutter. If the craftsman who made the lamp attached this special oil bowl to the lamp when he first made it, then it's mutter. Because then it's not viewed as a second kli, it's viewed as a single kli. And obviously, if it's a single kli that holds the oil and the wick, that's obviously going to be mutter, because if that wasn't mutter, then you would never be able to light Ner Shabbos. So now the Mishnah talks about lo yimali adam esakar or shemen. That a person is not allowed to fill a bowl with oil, put it next to a lamp, and put one end of the wick into that bowl so that the wick will draw oil from that bowl into the lamp. And again, the same concern that you might take oil out of that second kli that's feeding the kli that has the flame in it, and therefore that's going to be a violation of Mechabeh. But Rabbi Yehuda says that it's mutter to do that because he doesn't think that it's very likely at all that you're going to remove anything from the second kli, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is mutter. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that anything that comes from a tree, you're not allowed to use as a wick except for pishtan. And once we talk about the difference between pishtan and other trees, when it comes to a wick, we say that there's a difference in terms of tumas ohel as well. And then we mentioned that if you have a wick of a beged that was the minimum size of a beged, 3x3 etzba'os, that has been twisted but you haven't yet singed its edge, Rabbi Lazar says that it is temeya, and therefore it's still a beged, and that's why you're not allowed to use it, because the second you light it, you'll be turning it into a non-beged, because it's going to be less than 3x3, I suppose, and then it's going to be nolad, it's going to be muktza. So you're not allowed to use that, because you're not allowed to handle it. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says it's tahora, and therefore you can use it, you are allowed to light with it. And Mishnah Dalet, we said that that according to the Tanna Kamma, you're not allowed to set up a separate kli that feeds oil into your ner, like an eggshell, or even a kli cheres, because we're afraid you might take oil out of that separate kli, and that's going to be a violation of the melacha of mechabe. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it's mutter. However, if it was fashioned initially as a single kli, as one kli, even though it's separate pieces, so then you're allowed to do that, because then it's just like a regular ner. We also said that the same machlokas between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda applies if you have a separate kli that's feeding oil through a wick, instead of just a slow drip through a hole in an eggshell or through a hole in a kli cheres. There's a wick that sits with one edge of the wick in a bowl, in a separate bowl, and one edge of the wick in the ner that's actually being lit, and it's therefore drawing the oil from that separate bowl. Same machlokas, where the Tanna Kamma says it's going to be aser, because we're afraid that you're going to take oil out of that bowl, it's going to be a violation of lacha mechabe. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that in such a case, it's going to be mutter, because we're not concerned that you're going to take oil out of that bowl. Tomorrow, we will pick up with Parak Bey's Mishnah Hay.